We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Joined now by Owen Diodati. And Dio, what can you tell us about the home run you hit on Sunday against Texas A&M?
Yeah, it was a special one for me, obviously. It's tough to win a series on the road, and obviously even tougher to sweep. And we definitely needed it this weekend. After starting the way we did, I thought we were, really competing, really battling well. We just weren't having things go our way those first few weekends. And for us to go in and, get that third game on Sunday in Texas, it was huge for us. So that one felt really good.
And for you, you've been coming up in big spots all year long. The three grand slams that you've had already this season, that was a three-run homer you hit at Texas A&M. What can you tell us about your approach when you're at the plate with so many men on base?
I try not to do too much, and I think that's the mental cue I kind of use. And I kind of wish I could use that same cue with no runners on base sometimes, but I almost try and simplify with runners on base. Often guys, and even myself in the past, has just, tried to do too much and, tried to hit that home run. But mentally, I'm really just trying in those situations to keep things simple, relax, and not try and do too much, because, when you try and do too much, that's when things don't work out.
Well, at times this year, things have been working out for this Alabama offense. I mentioned one of your grand slams. That was part of a 10-run inning against College of Charleston. We also saw the blowout victory against Arkansas. Just when Alabama's having innings like that, you're scoring 10 runs in an inning, you're getting these lopsided victories. What's that feel like for this lineup?
It's really good. There's been times this season where I felt like, and I think everyone has felt like, offensively, we haven't clicked. But you've seen flashes of it, early on in the season where you kind of saw that this offense could be something really special, which is something that we've always believed and something we've always known. And, I feel like it was just a matter of time before we kind of got rolling. And, we had production up and down the lineup rather than just a few guys. So it's been really good, the last little bit to see that offense start to click. And I think the way we're pitching as well as with the offense, I think we're going to be really dangerous moving forward.
Tell us about Coach Zuli as a hitting coach.
He's awesome. Is someone that, I trust with everything when it comes to my swing. And he's just a great coach to talk to, with stuff outside of baseball too. And he's just really high energy. Doesn't matter, what had gone on earlier in his day. He's always going to bring the same energy to the ballpark. And, you can always count on him to be there for you. And if there's anything I could say, he just loves his job. He's so passionate about hitting, and he does so much for us. So I'm so grateful and so lucky to have him here.
And it seems like Coach Bohannon does a really good job too of keeping you guys positive and really just during the season, just go out there and play. Have you liked that mindset from Coach Bo?
Yeah, it's really good. When you don't have a coach kind of breathing down your neck, you know, it kind of takes the pressure off and just allows you to be a baseball player and kind of let your talent be what it is. And, you know, it's really nice that, you know, we got off to kind of a shaky start from a record standpoint in SEC play, but, you know, his mentality and his message was, you know, just keep competing, things will bounce back and go our way. And that's kind of what we did. And I think that, you know, that approach has really helped us to, you know, kind of obviously bounce back this weekend and hopefully keep that going moving forward.
You're from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. So you make the trip down to Tuscaloosa and become part of the Crimson Tide. Just what stood out to you in the recruiting process about Alabama?
You know, it was kind of a all around impression that was really positive for me coming here from a coaching staff perspective to a facilities perspective. And I just really liked the whole culture, you know, that Coach Bo was trying to bring into the program and kind of the university as a whole. Obviously you've seen lately that it's a championship school, and obviously we want to become a part of that. And there wasn't anything that, you know, kind of threw up a red flag for me. I was really impressed with, you know, everything I saw, and it made the decision really easy for me.
Of course, you're one of several Canadians that are on this campus right now. You look also on your roster, Antoine Jean is from Canada, and then Joshua Primo in basketball, John Mechie in football. Have all of you guys really bonded since you got down here?
Yeah, I mean, me and Antoine have known each other for you know, years prior to, you know, joining the Crimson Tide. But I haven't had the chance to meet Primo, but I've met John Mechie, and he's a great guy. And obviously being able to come down here and all the way from Canada and be able to play for these teams and, you know, have an impact, it's really special for our country and kind of athletics in Canada, and just, you know, kind of show that, you know, we can play sports too. And you know, it's definitely nice culturally to have people that come from familiar backgrounds here on campus. And it's really cool to be able to be at a school where, you know, Canadians aren't so rare.
Yeah, do you like it on social media? A lot of times, anytime you do something, you know, the Alabama baseball account will tweet out the Canadian flag emoji. They even put your walk-off grand slam that you had. They kind of set that to the O Canada music earlier in the year. You got to love stuff like that.
Yeah, it's really cool. I never really get sick of seeing that. You know, I'm a long way from home, and I get to visit, you know, maybe once or twice a year or so. It's always nice to have a little reminder from home. And I know my family and friends back home love to see that too. So it's definitely really, really fun to see that. And I never get tired of it.
Yeah, kind of with that being said, once the pandemic shut down sports, it also really shut down, you know, international travel. So what was the first steps you were able to take after the pandemic ended the season in mid-March? Were you able to go home right away, or what were we able to do?
So after the, you know, when the pandemic hit, I actually, through that whole time, up until this Christmas, actually, I was in Alabama for the first probably 4 or 5 months of the pandemic. I actually stayed with the Hameter family. So that was awesome. They were great to me. It was like being at home. They're an awesome family, and they took me in as one of their own. And it definitely made being away from my family a lot easier. But we went from there, and then I played summer ball in Mississippi and went straight into the fall semester. So it was actually Christmas to Christmas, almost a full year in between me being home. So it was definitely tough, but being able to go home this Christmas and visit my family was definitely special.
Yeah, it's certainly good to hear you're able to get home. And of course, with your Canadian background as well, played a lot of hockey. How does all the hockey skills you had, how do those help you as a baseball player now?
You know, there's from a basic skill perspective, I don't know if there's a ton between hockey and baseball that line up, but there's a lot, you know, mentality wise and things like that in hockey and baseball that line up. And obviously there's adversity in sports and things like that. But, you know, I think both sports just, you know, kind of teach you to deal with failure. And, you know, that's something that comes with It's definitely nice to have other sports and learn other things from hockey, playing that my whole life. And it gave me a break too, growing up from baseball. And it's made playing baseball all year round so much more special now, just because I have such an appreciation for how much I love it.
You know, last year you weren't able to see any SEC pitching. Again, the pandemic ended the season right before Missouri came to town. Now this year you have been able to face some really outstanding SEC teams. You look at the first three series, all top six in the nation when you were playing them. Just what's that difference in the level of pitching you've been going up against on the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely see it. The breaking balls bite harder. They usually have more than one off-speed pitch that they can throw for a strike, and their fastball is coming in, you know, with more movement or harder than you see out of conference. So it's definitely obviously a jump, and, you know, some of the best stuff I've seen. But our team, obviously offensively, I really believe in what we can do. And you got to think that all fall long, we're facing SEC pitching when we're scrimmaging and stuff like that. And obviously our pitching staff is awesome too. So I felt like we were really prepared. And like I said earlier, I think part of it is just trying not to do too much, you know. I think, you know, the pitching gets a little bit better. Oftentimes what you want to do is swing harder or put more effort. And I think if anything, you got to go the other way and, you know, try and simplify things. So that's been a big learning point for me and something I try and keep in mind every time I go up there.
And for you as well, when you get to play at Sewell-Thomas Stadium, you get to play in right field in front of the right field Ragers, the great student section we have. Do you have fun interactions with them during the game? Are they talking a lot with you out there? How's everything going with the Ragers?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I try and stay focused out there, but there's definitely some times when it's okay to interact, and I do every time I can. It's awesome to have them out there, and they're definitely really positive and love us out there, no matter who's out there. So it's pretty awesome. I'm definitely lucky to be able to be out there.
Well, Owen, a sweep for the Crimson Tide at Texas A&M. Now you got the Auburn Tigers coming to town this weekend, Thursday through Saturday, for a big series. Just what do you feel like you guys need to do to continue winning in conference play?
I just think we need to keep doing what we're doing, honestly, not try and do, you know, too much more. Obviously there's areas where we need to improve. And, you know, little things we need to clean up. But I think, you know, from a mentality and competitiveness standpoint, we're competing really hard. And, you know, I really believe in our team and our talent and our culture. And I think, you know, we keep playing like this. We keep doing what we need to do and take care of business. The results from a winning standpoint will take care of themselves. And, you know, I'm really excited about this weekend. And it's a good opportunity for us to you know, get in the win column.
And how excited are you guys, too, that Antoine Jean was able to return this past week against Texas A&M? And we're starting to hear some good things about Connor Prelip and maybe the possibility of him returning. Just what kind of boost is that to this group, getting those guys back possibly?
That's huge. And, you know, early on in SEC play, you never want to make any excuses, but it's definitely tougher to win when you don't have great pitchers like that, you know, when they're out. And it's tough when you're banged up, especially in the SEC. So it's going to be awesome having those guys back. I think, you know, everyone's excited to be back on the mound. It was obviously awesome to see Antoine back out there this past weekend. So we're really excited to have those guys back. And I think it just adds to, you know, the momentum that we already have moving forward.
Well, Owen, we can't wait to see you guys back at Sewell-Thomas Stadium for a good homestand coming up. Just thank you so much for joining us, and Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Thanks for having me.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.